The lover is always here for the sake of his or her beloved. It is, of course, a natural attitude of remembrance. Beloved, I am here for your sake. I am your servant. Do with me as thou wilt. I am just here for you. That is the inner alignment of the heart, which in essence is our life's offering to God, our life's offering in service to God. So just keep that as an inner axis of remembrance over the next few days. We are going to do a particular work here this weekend as a collaboration, and it's very important to be aware from the beginning that these Sufi conferences are a collaboration together with Piazia and the Sufi order and Mata Lynn Baron and her particular tradition and Sheikha Fariha and Peter Kingsley, who represents the ancient Western esoteric tradition of Parmenides and Empedocles, that involves the axis of love that is within you, the central point of remembrance that is within you. The listener is as important as the one who is talking. It is all just a way of looking towards God, of being in the presence of that which is eternal within us. And then taking it one step further and using it for the sake of the world. The theme behind these Sufi conferences, this bringing together of different Sufi traditions, is what contribution can Sufism make to the world? And Sufis have a very, very particular role in the world. It is interesting how, of course, we are drawn to the path through the longing of the heart, through our own desire to become closer to our beloved, to be drawn into the mysteries of the heart. Yes. And this is, of course, how it appears at the beginning. It appears to be our journey. Later, of course, we realize it was never our journey. But if you like, we are just a divine spark going back to the divine source. But what I want to explore and work with is this bigger dimension of Sufism that takes the focus away just from our own inner aspiration for God, our own inner longing, into this whole tradition that Sufis are the doorkeepers of love. That we hold this secret, this ancient, ancient secret of love for the world, of this axis of love that runs through the core of creation. We are the doorkeepers of love. We hold this pure note of love for the world. There are servants among my servants who love me, and I love them, and they look towards me, and I look towards them. We hold that note of pure remembrance for the world. We live it. We may think we are living our longing for God, but that is only an idea that we have at the beginning. Later, we come to realize how we are living the mystery of love, this extraordinary love affair that the beloved has with his world, with his creation. And what is beautiful about Sufism is there are so many different ways to live it. There is no one right way to love God. There is no one right way to hold that note of love in the world. It can be done through prayer. It can be done through music. It can be done through silence. It can be done through dance. It can be done in this ancient tradition of the zikr, All these different threads of love. That's what I love about Sufism. There is no one right way. There is just a celebration of love in the same way as this world is a celebration of its creator, who reflects himself in so many different ways, so many different qualities of love. And so when we all come together with different traditions, different ways of remembering God, different celebrations of this love affair of the heart, we make a stamp that together we are here for his sake. It is a very simple thing, but it is very important because we live in a culture of divisiveness. We live in a culture where people want something for themselves, where people think they know the right way. And we know that every way is a way back to God. That there is no one form of love. There are just the many ways of love. The many ways to celebrate that mystery of the heart, which is also a mystery of life. And just by being present in our very busy culture, in the sort of cyber rush we now live our days in, we tend sometimes to overlook this ancient tradition of just being present. Be with those who mix with God as honey blends with milk. With those who say, whatever comes and goes, whatever rises and sets is not what I love. Just to be together, to make the effort to be together. You see? This is honoring something so ancient and so simple. Human beings coming together in service to God. We don't have to do anything, we just have to have our hearts open, our minds attuned to remembrance, and this deep awareness that we are here for his sake, the lover is here for the sake of his beloved. Nothing else matters. And to come together knowing there are these different ways, and they are all one way. Again, something so simple, but the world seems to have forgotten it. Something so essential to life. And then into that collective remembrance, a certain energy can be given. Just as into our own individual remembrance, an energy is given. When we remember God, when we practice our remembrance, we are really creating a conscious container for a certain grace to be given that maybe will take us home, that maybe will transform us, will free us from the darkness of the nafs. That is why we do our practices, to create a container for grace. To create a space within us where the beloved can reveal himself, where he can show us how beautiful he is, how much he loves us, how much we belong to him. And the same that is true for the individual is also true for the group. It's also true for a gathering like this, except that it has an added dimension of human beings coming together for his sake. It is so simple, but we in our culture, we have forgotten that what is important is simple. That these ancient traditions that belong to humanity, that have been given to humanity centuries ago, are as important now as they were 1,000 years ago. Because they have to do with the core of what it means to be a human being and what that means to relate to God. And how this mysterious relationship of lover and beloved belongs to humanity and belongs to life. Because it is not our relationship to God, it is part of life's relationship to God. It is part of this extraordinary love affair that the beloved has with his creation. I was a hidden treasure and I longed to be loved, so I created the world. We have forgotten that creation is a love affair. We have come to live in this dry Newtonian world. And we have forgotten the magic. We have forgotten the love affair of life. So life has become dry. Life has often become empty of meaning. Now, a Sufi gathering is esoterically a very, very powerful vehicle of spiritual transmission. You see, again, when we go to a Sufi gathering, we are conditioned to think we are doing it for ourselves, for our own spiritual progress. Yes, this is one side of it. But there is another side of it, which is a spiritual gathering is a place of light for the world. It is a place of spiritual energy for creation. Because who brings us together? The beloved brings us together. Why does he bring us together? Because he wants to reveal something. This whole world is a revelation of the beloved. And there are certain things he can only reveal through love. And it is our work to give a space to that. To allow our beloved to reveal himself again. So please hold that awareness. Allow yourself to participate in the mystery of what it really means to be a lover of God and what that means for life, what that means for the world. Sufis have always held that mystery for humanity, been the doorkeepers of love, always. There have never been a time when there were not lovers of God in the world. We just forgot. And in the West, we even forgot that we forgot. So I want to take us back to that simple core of remembrance and divine awareness and honoring what it means to be a Sufi in the bigger sense, what it means to be given access to this pure note of love, this song of remembrance, this beautiful call and echo of lover and beloved that happens as a mystery within the heart, but when a group like us come together, it can resonate with a greater mystery, which has to do with the real purpose of the world and the purpose of the love affair that belongs to creation. Because please remember, creation is a love affair. It is not an ecological fight for survival. It is not a scientific experiment. It is a love affair. If there was no love affair in the world, every plant would shrivel. Every dream would fade. We would end up living in a mechanistic universe. And life is a love affair, but we have forgotten. And it is our duty as Sufis, as lovers of God, to honor that awareness. And when we do it as a group, then something very beautiful can be given. And when different traditions come together, something even more special can be given. A different fragrance of love. that is needed for the world at this time. Once again, Sufis have to take upon a certain responsibility of carrying a note of love, a fragrance of love that is needed by creation to rejuvenate the world, to awaken the world to this love affair once again, to bring the relationship of creator and creation back into the forefront of consciousness. So we are no longer living in a dry, arid desert of forgetfulness, but the world once again can awaken to remembrance. And that is the work we are trying to do. That is why we are here, not for ourselves, but for His sake, for the sake of our beloved, for the sake of the one who sings to our soul in the night, for the sake of the one our hearts cry to, for the sake of the one we have tears for the sake of the one whom we are honored to be allowed to remember. One day you may realize what a privilege it is to be allowed to remember. What a grace that we are not caught in forgetfulness. And then to take that remembrance one step further and give it back to the world. Of one thing more. So it just came to me. Be aware while we are here that we are not just here in this world. We are not just sitting in a building listening to the rain. We are also present now in a very particular space, present with the grace of the superiors of those spiritual traditions that are present. Those great ones who guide us from the unseen world, the elders. So just be aware from now on in this meeting that we are not just together in the physical world. We are together in a very particular inner space, together with the masters of love, with those who have gone before us, who guide us, that we can help them in their work in the world, that we can be an open heart through which they can blow a prayer onto the world, a very particular prayer that has to be given through the hearts of humanity, through the hearts of men and women who look towards God. And the prayers of the great ones are immeasurably sweet. There are so many different ways to sit within with the intention of the heart. To be present within your own heart, within the prayer of your own heart for God. So just go back when we have this meditation, go to that silent space within yourself. That place of prayer, that place of remembrance, that place of love. However it is for you, there are so many names of love. And just be there for His sake.